This podcast is brought to you by the World Apostolate to Fatima USA, a public association of the faithful devoted to spreading the authentic message of Fatima. We now invite you to listen to the Most Reverend James Cecchio, Bishop of the Diocese of Metuchen in New Jersey.
We find ourselves in an extraordinary time of the year in the life of the church this weekend. We gather this weekend in prayer just days after the solemnity of the Ascension, this past Thursday, the day we remember Jesus ascending to the Father after his resurrection from the dead and his appearances to the disciples and many others. We celebrate the fact that Jesus, because he is both God and man, is hence the first person capable of entering heaven and opening the doors of paradise in his resurrected body for us to someday follow. As you know, May is also one of the months when we honor Our Lady more frequently and we turn to her more often in prayer. Throughout the 40 days between Easter and Ascension Thursday, the church has been preparing our hearts for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth on Pentecost. We're currently in the midst of this greatest and original novena of the church. Our Lady and the apostles gathered in prayer in the upper room from Ascension Thursday until next Sunday, 9 days. Yes, Our Lady was in the upper room with the apostles on Pentecost at the first coming of the Spirit. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be in that upper room for those 9 days? After our Lord's death, the apostles were afraid, of course. They were afraid that the same people who killed our Lord would soon be after them to also kill them, the friends of Jesus. So much so did they want to wipe out Jesus and his message from the face of the earth. The apostles had given up everything to follow Jesus. They left their work, they left their families, their homes, and all during his 3 years of public ministry, they followed him around, listening to his every word, watching his every deed and miracle. You know them well, producing lots of food from a few loaves and fish to feed thousands of people. The curing of so many people from illnesses and blindness. The turning of water into wine at Cana. He cured all kinds of people who came to him in need. The apostles even got to watch Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. They had been with him through it all. And they were so inspired by him, watching him do all these things, listening to him teach about the kingdom of God and just what kind of kingdom it would be that he would reign over. They must have sat and talked for hours, huh? Around fireplaces or while they were walking, hearing him speak, being inspired by him. They became convinced, of course, that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. He was their Savior, the Christ, the Anointed One, who was coming into the world. And he was coming to take them and all believers back to the Father. The apostles were ready to follow him anywhere. But then it all seemed to fall apart so quickly for them. course, they watched as Jesus was arrested and put on trial. They watched as he was made fun of, ridiculed. They watched him be spat upon and mocked, scourged, and a crown of thorns put on his head. They watched Jesus carry his own cross. They watched him be nailed to it. And they watched him die on it. How sad they must have been, how upset, devastated, disappointed, scared. How deflated and how depressed. Sure, the resurrection would change absolutely everything. The apostles were comforted, and they would see and be with Jesus again, no longer dead, but risen. They would be with him as he appeared in his resurrected body to thousands of people, and they would see joy and hope come back into people's lives as they saw him. They would share meals with him. Must have felt like old times to them before he had died. But then, this past Thursday, Ascension Thursday, he'd leave them again. For us, the Ascension is such a happy feast, a celebration. Jesus ascending in his bodily form to the Father, the first to prepare the way for us, where we hope to follow. But for them, for the apostles, it was anything but a celebration. They called it the tragedy of the Ascension. Things were good again for 40 days, huh? Jesus was with them again. The Ascension must have felt like Good Friday all over again. We're told in the scriptures that they stand there staring up at the sky as it happened. Probably partly in sadness, huh? And the angels come and say, "What are you doing?" As they're all standing there looking up. They send them on their way. But before he goes, before he ascends, the apostles heard a great promise. He promises them and all of us the Holy Spirit. He promises us an advocate who will testify to him, who will lead the apostles to all truth, who will guide them and help prevent them from falling away from Jesus. The Holy Spirit would continue that aspect of the divine presence for the apostles, but also for all of us. So we would be able to experience most directly that divine presence himself. The apostles are told that even in the most challenging of times, in the most difficult of days, in their saddest moments, in their struggles, they should remember that the Holy Spirit will be with them. Jesus promises them that no less than God himself would be with them intimately forever. And he's made us the same promise. We have a generous God. A God who doesn't stop reaching out to us in love, to encourage us, to hold us in his hands, to be with us. So these 9 days, the days between Ascension Thursday and next Sunday, Pentecost, this is what we are to pray for. We're in the midst of the greatest novena of the year, and we're not alone in this prayer for the generous outpouring of the Spirit. Indeed, just as Mary was in the upper room with the apostles during this 9 days, so she is with us throughout these 9 days and always. praying with us for a generous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray during these 9 days for the Holy Spirit to come and reignite the fire in our own hearts, in our lives, that he come to our family and friends, that he come renew our church, that he come renew our country and our world. Yes, come, Holy Spirit. Send us our advocate now, who will protect us, who will keep us in the truth, who will be our advocate, our eternal friend, who will accompany us through life and even through death, back to the Father. Yes, we pray with our Blessed Mother, our dear Mother, on this, our Mother's Day here on earth, that she pray with us too. We pray that the apostles join us in our prayer. The apostles who received the Spirit of truth, that they join us in storming heaven, asking for a generous portion of the Spirit for us this year. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. God bless you all.